Hi everyone, this is Sugar.
This is Spice.
And not so nice.
And welcome to our debrief of The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, season 14, episode 5. I have to say, watching this episode felt a lot of deja vu. It kind of felt like this was, aside from the vacation aspect of the last episode, kind of felt like a repeat. I felt a lot of deja vu. A lot of the same discussions, same similar, interactions between housewives, all that kind of stuff. I felt it was almost like same shit as last episode. Aside from what I really want to talk about is the cowboy party. I thought I love watching when they throw different parties with like a nice theme and stuff like that.
But I thought she said it was denim and
And
diamonds.
diamonds.
And
But
it
yeah,
was
it was in his
denim,
cowboy.
leather, like, I don't know.
Denim and diamonds.
It's
But that's basically like a cowboy thing. It's a
kind
cowboy
of
theme.
like a
Oh, is
cowboy
it?
thing.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Rhinestones and that kind of shit.
Okay.
Sparkly shit
Yeah, it
with
was nice.
I felt like everyone kind of had the cowboy vibes with it.
Yeah.
Country vibes or
There
something.
was three I absolutely hated. I'll
Yeah,
be
me too.
right.
Well, I don't know if it
Three.
was three, but definitely Erica.
Hated.
Yeah, I hated hers. I
Who
liked
else?
Kyle's, but I felt Kyle's
I didn't like
didn't
Kyle
do
at
it,
all for her.
didn't really suit her and didn't really fit her as good as some of her other outfits have.
Yeah, no,
Yeah.
she's older. Kyle's an older woman, and she turned around and she had like sag on her leg. And I know she works out like hell, and this is me cutting a woman down, and I know that, but you don't wear that shit on TV. And then if you guys watch, like, because I had to actually repeat it, when she came out into her backyard, and when she does impressions, Kyle does impressions, and she kind of tromps over, like, but she did that there, and I don't think she was making an impression of somebody. So, yeah, like it I disagree. Not
Yeah.
so
No,
nice.
I mean,
I hated her outfit.
I didn't say that I liked her outfit, but she didn't wasn't the worst one, but
Okay.
Erica was definitely the worst one. And yeah, I'll categorize
Bose.
it. Yeah, I didn't like her outfit.
Bose.
Bose, I'm trying to think what she had.
She had red, like red hot pants on. Like red, like
I
really
fucking
short shorts.
hated Dorit.
Me too.
I
I knew you were
fucking
gonna. You know what?
hated Dorit.
I'm glad we're talking
I
about this because
fucking
I'm
hated. She looked like it was, fuck, I don't know, like a baby.
a
I
giant
don't know,
baby.
like just
Yeah.
fucking weird, right?
You
Like
know
a
what? And
fucking
I, you know
teddy
what?
bear
And
with its opening. Like it was just fucking weird. And she thought
I
it was like
knew.
fucking hip and this. And it's like,
I
fuck,
knew
man.
that Sugar was gonna love this outfit, and I know that's a generation thing, and it totally is. But those zippy pants, like it looked
What
like you could just
the
unz like you can unzip them in the center. And I know we heard like three times that they were vintage Gucci.
Yes.
Like that was loud and clear, and I totally
Yeah.
got it. But just because something is vintage and just because something is
Yeah.
expensive
Doesn't
doesn't
mean
mean
it's good or it looks good on
or
you.
but you know what? We have to agree to disagree
Yeah.
because Sugar 100% liked it. So, and you know what?
Yes.
That's all fine. Like I said, I
Yeah,
think
I
it's
did like it.
totally
And you know
okay.
what? I have to say, those pants are cool for me. This is
Oh.
the Gen Z thing is like, because I never wore those pants. Those were like 90s pants, early 90s, right? With the zip
No.
all the way around. What
No, I
generation?
knew this crazy guy, and I know we're not supposed to say crazy, but this guy that I worked with. He had those zippy pants. He had zippy, they weren't Gucci, but they were zippy pants. And I know what he did was when he went to the bathroom, he unzipped those pants. And then he came and he sat in a chair that I probably sat in and probably didn't wash his hands. So, like, that's all I kept thinking about at the time. So,
I
like, that's what I thought about now with Dorit. So, yeah.
have
But
to say,
you know
I
what?
liked it. I liked her hat with the like flat brim.
Yeah.
I thought it
Give
was.
her that.
Yeah, I'll give her the hat, but that's it. The pants were horrible. And I like stuff with zippers and stuff, side zippers, side cuts. I'm good with that. But no, that was just, oh, it was
Have to say
horrible.
also, I didn't mind Kyle's.
The like
Yeah, she
pleather.
wasn't on my worst, but it just didn't fit her right. It didn't fit her right.
You know, so I actually liked that girl Camille. I don't know her.
Camille. Yeah.
I
I
liked
did too.
her.
Camille.
The full denim, the like bustier
Yes.
thing.
Yeah,
I
I
liked that.
liked that one. I liked Sutton's too.
Yeah, Sutton always looks good. Even when she's wearing
And
a little cat sweater, I have to say,
yeah.
like, it's just her style.
Yeah.
She wears
Yeah.
it. She's like, this is what I like. This is what
Yes.
I'm comfortable
And
with.
yeah,
I think most of
exactly.
the things that she wears, it's like, even when it's like, okay, you're going on a date and wearing a cat sweater, it's like, that's cool. That's you.
Yeah.
Like, work it,
You
own
don't
it.
give a shit. Yeah, exactly.
I like that. I like when people dress like that and it's their style and they go for it. And yeah.
Yeah.
Another one, the girl with the funny voice.
Jennifer Tilly. Jennifer Tilly.
The weird like little bedazzles all over her jean jacket and the weird like mix match skirt. I kind of liked it.
I liked her dress when they were visiting her at her home. She had like a casual kind of little Gucci dress on. And it looked casual, but I'm sure it was like 2 grand for sure.
Oh, for sure. Oh yeah, her house was weird. Okay, what's up with that little doll?
Okay, that was really freaky.
They're fucking creepy. I fucking hate the creepy dolls, man. I fucking, when I see the, no, I don't like creepy dolls. I think
But you
of
know what?
Chucky and all that
It's
shit.
one thing to have a doll in your house and like move it around to different rooms and put it in a chair, but it's another thing to give it a glass of wine. Have guests over.
Or
Weird.
make your guy that your assistant give it a glass of wine. She didn't even give it. It's like making the assistant do it.
Was so funny. Yeah, it was interesting. I tried to just kind of glaze over that scene. Okay, I don't even want to delve too deep into that doll. So one of the big things I thought in this episode is Garcelle kind of reveals to, I think it was to Sutton, what she found out, that Kyle and PK, they text each other. And I still am like, if that was me, if I was Dorit, I'd be so annoyed. Like, I would not like that at all. Who was it? They kind of had like mixed matched opinions on it. I think was Garcelle okay with it and Sutton was like against it or
No, Garcelle was not okay with it.
okay. And I have to agree with that. Like, I think it's weird. And so they kind of had a little bit of a conversation on it. And you know, Garcelle was totally against it, which I agree with, because if I was in Dorit's shoes, I would be so pissed. And if I was Kyle, I would not be all buddy buddy when they're going through something, even if I was going through something with Dorit. Like, oh, I feel like it's kind of like a girl code kind of thing. Like, why? Like,
It depends too what kind of friendship they had prior to that, I think, right? And who was friends first, right? Was she friends with Dorit first? Were they friends with PK first? You know?
no,
I
you
don't
know what I
remember the
have the
whole
problem with?
background on it.
No, you know what I have the problem with? I have the problem with her talking to PK, but that Dorit doesn't know. Do you know what I mean? Like,
Yeah, so
if
be
it,
upfront with Dorit. Yeah, 100%.
like,
But hiding it,
it,
nah, that I don't like that.
me
And
too.
that's a problem. I don't know. Like, people, I personally, I'm with Sugar on this one. I would have a problem with my husband talking to somebody that, or you know what I mean? My son or somebody talking to my husband if we were in the middle of a breakup. Let's be clear, 100%. But to me, it makes it even worse that that person wouldn't even come forward and tell me, or in this
Yeah,
case,
no,
tell
100%.
Kyle, right? So,
Yeah.
or tell Dorit.
Great.
Yeah.
Yeah, she should have told her immediately. And probably should have told PK, we can't like have communications amongst us, right? If you know, whatever, right? Depends again
Or that
how
having
their friendship was
communications makes me
before.
feel uncomfortable, but it doesn't look like
Yeah.
she said that
But
means
again,
that.
it
She's just
depends.
like talking to him.
But again, depends on who knew who first, right?
I don't even think it matters who
Right?
knew, who cares who knew
Well, it does
first.
because Dorit can be a pain in the
Oh.
fucking ass too, right? So
No,
really,
I
like, if
realize
you know what
that,
I mean? You know
but
what I
in the
mean? It's
end,
not really her friend, which, you know, I mean, whatever, right? So in the
yeah,
end, you
to
gotta
me it
choose
doesn't
who to.
matter. It doesn't
But do you
matter
think
who.
her and PK are really like friends? No,
I
I
don't
would
know.
say they're
I
closer
don't
than
know.
her and Dorit.
I don't know who was friends first because, like, PK and more tighter than ever.
I know, but you know what? Friends first. Like, I really don't give a fuck who's friends first. Like, I'm just thinking about myself. If it was friends
No, I
first
get
or
that, but
friends
if
second.
Dorit was the person you were talking about, would you still feel the same?
I think regardless, even if they were friends first,
It doesn't matter.
I still it'd be such a betray of like friendship that it would bother the hell out of me.
Yeah,
That
if it was behind my back, for sure, 100%. But if it was told to me up front, hey, listen, he texted me, blah, blah, blah. What do you think? You know, if she says, yeah, cut it off, cut it off. But at least be up front. Don't fucking hide it, right?
No, I agree. I don't think that it's like malicious or anything,
Yeah, I
but
don't think so either, but she shouldn't have
especially if
hidden
you're
it.
telling Garcelle,
Yeah.
tell Dorit as well and like make
Yeah.
sure she's okay with it, but keep it distant. Like
Yeah.
they're on the road to like see you later. It seems like that's the case. It seems like this is over.
Oh,
So
they're done.
they need
He's done.
Kyle needs to cut the ties. Like, if that was my friend, I would not be okay with my husband is leaving me. I'm gonna go through this whole battle. I've got these young children with him, all this kind of stuff. And now one of my closest friends is like still talking to him and maintaining a friendship. It would bother the hell out of me.
No, I agree. But, you know, like for me, it just like depends the whole situation, right?
Oh no, see,
We
no.
don't know the whole. No, but I mean, again, like she should have told her from the beginning.
Exactly,
Then you
period.
can
That's
accept
it.
it. That's it, period. Yeah, exactly. That's what I mean. So it could have been okay, but she should have said it from the beginning,
But even
right?
so, like, why would you want to be friend? Like, her and Maurizio are they're on the road to separation as well. So why are you
Yeah, well,
trying
didn't we hear that
to make
Dorit was coming out of Maurizio's place in the early morning online?
No, that was Kyle coming out of PK's place
PK's
tomorrow
place.
morning.
Oh.
That's what we saw. Yeah. So yeah, and it doesn't even mean that, anybody's having an affair or
Anything's
whatever.
having it. Yeah, of course.
It doesn't mean anything, but the point is, I wouldn't want that happening with if I was going through something with my
No, I
husband and a
agree.
friend of mine doing
I
something.
agree. I agree.
Period.
And again, that online stuff, that's all speculation too. We can't take that. We can only really go based off of what we see on the show, not of paparazzi photos.
For sure.
It might not be telling the whole story. It could be a completely different apartment building, could be this, could be that. That I don't take to into consideration here, at least for now.
Yeah.
The other big kind of to do was when Camille came in the party. Did you guys like that
Yeah, that
interaction between Camille
was
and Dorit?
hilarious. What did she call her? No, I said you're a stupid cunt.
Yeah.
Oh my God, she's so angry this season. It's
Yeah. Very. Yeah, very. It.
And just sorry, Sugar, did you say you didn't know the background on Camille?
No, I have no idea
Okay,
who
so
she is.
Camille, do you know who Kelsey Grammer is, the actor?
Yep.
Very famous, right? That's his ex-wife.
Oh,
Basically,
I
the
see.
main thing you need to know. Yeah, but she was one of the housewives before, and then yeah, they immediately got divorced or whatever, you know, and then she went off the show after a while, right? But she would come up back as a friend because she's not on all the time, right?
I see. I see.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, that was a great cameo she had
Yeah.
coming in hot. That was hilarious. Oh my God.
Plus, I think Dorit and Camille are very similar in a lot of aspects because they're all about themselves. And I don't know if you caught that, Sugar, but Camille was referring to her house in Hawaii when it caught on fire. And I think it was her housekeeper or her grounds person or whatever. They lost their life in the fire. Okay, like that's how bad it was. She wasn't there, thankfully.
Oh
But
my
she
God.
was, but yeah, she like she said, she goes, I lost everything. I lost everything in my house and whatever. And she goes, and you know, my groundskeeper, and he passed away too, or my housekeeper passed away. But the way she says it, it's very cold, and because she's worried more about her stuff. And that's kind of the type of person Camille is.
Was that in Hawaii or in Malibu?
I think it was Hawaii. I'm pretty sure it was Hawaii, but I could be wrong. That's what Mr. Google's for.
What's her name? The other one was the house in Malibu, Denise
Yeah.
Richards.
Yeah, Denise Richards was in Malibu for
Okay.
sure.
They had a couple of really bad fires.
Yeah, because they're prone to that, I think, over there.
Well, yeah, in the summertime it gets
Super
dry.
hot.
It's terrible. And yeah, I can't imagine like losing your entire house and
Sad.
like people literally die in these, or animals die, humans die. It's really scary.
Oh, I take it back. It was her Malibu home.
Oh, okay.
So you're right. You were right. Not so nice. That's why I
Yeah, I
like to
thought it
chat.
was Malibu.
Yeah, there you go.
Another interesting thing in this episode is Dorit and what's her name? Erica. They're super mad at Sutton for, you know, everything that transpired in the last episode in that bus scene. And really, all Sutton was trying to do is like what she wants is for everyone to kind of speak their mind, whether it be nice or not nice, and say what they feel, and
And then
then
let it
we
go.
can all just kind of move on, still be friends, but let it out so we're not all like harboring all these kind of feelings. And so obviously, you know, Dorit did that. She totally let it all out on Sutton. And the next episode, it seemed like Sutton wasn't even mad at Dorit for that. So like Sutton's kind of staying true to what her intention was, but then they're still mad at her. So it's really funny because Sutton's being pretty upfront about let's just speak our mind, da-da-da-da, like just be upfront. Like if you want to yell at me, do it. I get it. Like whatever. But then they're still, I don't think they're fully understanding what Sutton wanted. But I thought it was funny that it was just a bit ironic that Sutton's saying like, we're allowed to do this. We're allowed to be upset and call each other out. And then let's just still stay friends. Like, who cares? And really, as a viewer, that's the best way that we can watch these shows, right? When we look at like the Housewives, if they continue on with these same dramas and stuff like that, it gets a bit boring. Whereas if they can just let go and keep moving on, it's more entertaining, the show, right? At least viewer.
Exactly.
So I thought it was just a bit ironic that they were still upset, but even though that was fully her intention, she said, go for it. Like, if you want to tell me exactly how you feel, do it. But yeah, they had that big tribal council at the end of the episode, and Dorit just went off on everyone. It was funny.
Yeah, Dorit's, I feel like she's like kind of losing it.
Erica was the one that surprised me because she kind of nailed it. She said to her, you know, like, Dorit, you're so volatile or something. And she said, it's because you're angry at your life. And I thought, wow, that's probably exactly what it is. Like, you know, she's lashing out at everybody because she's so fucking angry with what's going on, right?
Yeah, and you can definitely see that. Anyway, those were kind of the things that I wanted to talk about in this episode. I really did feel like it was kind of a continuation or just like a repetition of the last episode. A lot of deja vu here, but is there anything else from you guys?
I liked Sutton's outfit for the moving. She looked cute.
She did. But yeah, no, nothing for me.
Nothing from me either.
Well, I guess that just leaves our golden question. So, like Tilly put out, she had some people over, she put out her creepy little doll, gave it a glass of wine. If you had guests over and you wanted to do something really kooky and a bit odd, what would you put out?
It's not that I would put anything out. I'd let my bird run wild in the house, let it shit all over the place, see what happens.
You know what I would do? I
What?
would put my cat, we were talking about this the other day, because my cat always poops on the bed. What I would do is I would put my cat in like a diaper, and just not say anything about it. Like, just let someone else bring it up. Like, why is your cat wearing a diaper here?
Good one.
I got nothing.
You wouldn't put anything out?
Trying to think what. Definitely not those creepy dolls. Fuck, I hate dolls, like old doll stuff. Chucky like dolls.
How about plastic spiders? You could put plastic spiders out.
No, I fucking hate spiders too.
I
I hate a lot of fucking shit. No. I don't know. Any hints?
Make your guests stay in the smoking lounge.
Yeah. Okay. I'll take it.
Not so nice has a solarium that we've turned into a smoking lounge.
Not yet, but
We're going to.
yeah, I could. We could.
Well,
That's it.
that was sugar.
This is spice.
Not so nice.
And thank you for watching our Reel on the Reel.
Ciao for now.